Bishus Marina Rav Shlita. Topical brachas, I suppose, is a bit vague and can be very wide, so I might be concentrating on just one or two subjects today, and we might have to leave the rest for another time. Brachas, sometimes people feel that it's simple and straightforward. The story is told of Reb Chaim Shmulevich, who was the mashgiach of Meir Yeshiva, who was not feeling well and he was in bed, and he asked his talmidim to bring in something easy to learn, and they brought in a Gemara Brachas, and he said, "Oh no, that's much too complicated, not for me today, thank you very much." Well, if we're going to talk about Brachas and we're eating bagels, then I thought maybe the best thing in a bagel share is to talk about the Bracha of bagels. Well, we will widen it, and often we hear about the subject of mazonous bread, whatever it is, and we're going to look at some sources on that. Things have become so common and popular when it comes to having, say, pizza with Coke, that people are now beginning to say an achbrocha a la Michov a la Coca-Cola. So there are other questions about brochas. Once I was acting as a barman in a kiddush, and somebody comes up to me and says, "Fill it up." He was talking about his little whiskey glass. "Fill it up to the top. I need enough in order to make a brocha." Well, in actual fact, in order to make the first brocha, you don't need a minimum. You get the slightest amount, you will make a brocha. But, okay, you wanted to be machmir. Good luck to him. If you look at the handout, you've got an extract from the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Petzias HaPas, and I want to concentrate primarily on these kinds of foods which people tend to call mazonous foods or mazonous breads, because there are a lot of misconceptions, and I'm sure you already know what they are, but we're going to look at some sources and take it forward. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Kuf Samachet. And many a person here would have been on an aeroplane flight where they've had a kosher meal, and there's been a roll in the meal which says on it, "Habracha hi mazonus." So you think, "Oh, that's great, I don't have to disturb anybody and get up and wash my hands for hamotzi, I'll just eat my meal with this mazonus bread," as it's called. There are big problems with this, and we're going to look at those. The kinds of mazonous foods which we are talking about is called by the Shulchan Aruch Pas Habor B'Kisnid. If you look at Sif Vov, the first page, which is the third line from the bottom of the top area of the Shulchan Aruch, he starts Pas Habor B'Kisnid. Whatever is Pas Habor B'Kisnid? Well, we will define it precisely in the next paragraph, in paragraph 7. For the moment, we'll tell you that in paragraph 6, Pasav Abakistan Mavoichalov, Barim the name is Onus. You may call it the Bracha, Barim the name is Onus, Ulacharov, and after it, Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, that's the Bracha of Al Hamichyo. Nimochal Mimenu Shir. If you eat on it an amount, Shachir Megilin Lekva Alov, that people generally will fix on it a meal, even if he's not particularly satisfied from it, he will make instead hamotzi, because he's fixing a meal on it, and afterwards, if he's had a relevant amount, he will bench properly. But if from the beginning he only intended to eat a very small amount, and he made the bracha but then he ended up eating the amount which people fix a meal on, the poskim say 3 or 4 kebetzim, you start getting carried away at the kiddush because the food is much more tasty than you thought it would be, and you realize that you're not too worried about offending your wife when you come home that you can't eat her cooking, because she is also having a good time at the kiddush herself. So you end up eating much more. Then yevorech alav berachas hamazon. You will bench. Apapi shelo berach hamotzi tchila. Even if you didn't say hamotzi at the very beginning, v'im ochal shir tachem ein kevim alav. And if you eat the amount which people generally do not fix, namely, what is the general norm? We said three or four kubetzim, but that is a qualified thing. The Bi'ah Halacha says that for children who eat less and elderly people generally eat less, therefore that shear might be less. So then you only make Barmi Nemezonos. Because we go by what the majority are doing. We don't go by what you yourself feel like doing. We go by the general trend. So the principle we've just said is Hasabo Bekisnin Mezonos if it's a snack, and proper Hamotzi if you make a meal over it. So what does that mean? If you make a meal over it, it means that you are giving it a sheim lechem. You're calling it bread. So we'll carry on in Sif Zayin straight away to define what is this pas habar b'kisnim. Yesh meforashim, some say, so this is Rishonim speaking, so we're here talking about the sheim derach and the orach and the rashbo. Some say, pas she'osoi kamin kisim, it is a bread which is made into some form of receptacle, shemamalim osom, which is then filled up with devash, honey, o sukkar, we know what sukkar is, ve'egozim ushakedim, nuts and almonds, ve'tavlin, spicing or flavouring, ve'heim hanikroim, and this is called, in the language of Rav Yosef Karo, rishkalash or rial chashu, whatever that is, and then there's a second opinion. The second opinion, which is from the Rambam, is she iso, it is a dough, she'irav bo devash of shemen of cholov, that in the actual dough you're mixing honey or oil or milk, omine tavlin, or various kinds of flavouring, but often, and you bake it that way. So in the first example we were talking about a simple dough of flour and water. But then once you bake it, you mix into it lots of other things as well. The second thing is that the actual dough itself is not made with flour and water. It's made with flour and honey, or flour and fruit juice, or milk, or whatever it is. V'hu she'yiyah tam ta'arovis hameperos. And that dough actually has the taste of the fruit juice, or a tablin, or the flavouring. Nika be'isa, that you recognise it, so that when you actually taste this dough, you can taste the fruit juice. Says the Ramah there in the Rashi writing, V'ishom shezen nikro pasgomo. There are some who will say that this is proper bread, and that it's really hamotzi. Elohim kain, unless yesh boim harbe tavlin odavash, unless there is a very substantial amount of the flavouring or the honey, kamine metiko shekarin lekoch, like this kind of delicacy which we call lekech. Lekech. So that it's a kind of cake. Shekimat hadavash v'atavlin eime ikka. Because really that honey or the flavouring is the main thing, the chein nagin. And that is the way we are, and that is the way we practice. So the Ramah is actually giving a slight difference of opinion here to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is saying, where you've got a taste of that fruit juice in your dough, that is good enough to warrant a mezonos for pasabo b'kisnim. But the Ramah is saying it's not really enough that there's a taste, it has to be substantial, that the predominant ingredient inside that dough is the fruit juice, and not simply that there's a little bit of fruit juice mixed with it. Now I did do a slight amount of research, because when I was, I better not advertise any particular concerns, but when I was in a shop called Taboon, where they sell three kinds of pita bread, they sell the wholemeal one, which is the best one, then they sell an ordinary white one, and then they sell one which is called the mezonos one. And if you look in the ingredients of the mezonos one, it says flour, water, fruit juice, yeast and salt. So the mention of water got me a bit worried, because according to the Trade Descriptions Act in this country, you list ingredients according to quantities, the highest number of quantity first. So the highest amount is the flour, then comes the water, then comes the fruit juice. The other ingredients I looked at was the DD sandwich. And on the DD sandwich, it says at the back, in very small print, mezonos, and then it says ingredients, flour, fruit juice, yeast and salt. Didn't say water, which was very comforting. The question is, if it comes within this category, is it simply that you get a taste of the fruit juice, or is it that you have a substantial amount, that it is just fruit juice, as the Ramah wishes to say? You should certainly feel the sweet taste, which you wouldn't feel with ordinary bread.
But is that not also a problem? Although the bread may be actually mazonos, but the fact is you're being kaveh
asur. We're coming to that. Yeah. The separate question is, since you're eating the bread with something else that you got filling, whether it's cheese or herring or tomatoes or egg, the fact that you got the filling and you sit down to it for your lunch, then you're kaveh asur on it. We'll come back to that. But that is the other problem. There is another problem, and that's this. Some firms might say they put fruit juice into something, but nowadays the cheapest fruit juice that they will get is usually a diluted concentrate. So they will take the concentrate apple juice, like the one we have on this table, and they add to it water, and then they'll add to it a bit further water, so that the actual amount of fruit juice in the mixture might be only 10 or 20%.
It does actually have a problem.
Yes?
They found the bakers were using diluted fruit juice. They now insist they use concentrate.
Well, if it's of any comfort to you, thank you. Yeah, I've got with me the issue of alcohol from last Pesach, and Mazonos bread for the non-Pesach section actually says, and it's very comforting to read, it should be noted that Kadassia Mazonos bread rolls pita are made with either natural apple juice, not reconstituted, or cooked raisin water, and therefore have the status of pas habor bekisnim. This means that when eaten as a snack, the bracha rishona is bro b'nei mazonos, and the bracha achrona is ala micha. However, when eaten as a meal, they require washing, al netilas yadayim, brichas hamotzi, and afterwards brichas hamazon should be recited. Eating four or more slices of mazonos bread is a shailot hamotzi. So that is there, black and white, in the Hakal. I'm not sure if there's a similar requirement under other Hechsherim. But even with what they are saying in Hakal, there is still the question of are you Kaveh Asuda on it. So we're carrying on looking at these principles. If we go back to the Shulchan Aruch, so we're now on the...
A bagel,
of which is made of flour and water, is always hamotzi. A bagel is cooked in water and then baked. That's what makes it into a bagel. And the poskim say, Chazanish and others say, that when you cook something and then bake it, it attracts the bracha of hamotzi. The idea is that it's the baking which brings the five kinds of grain to their ultimate form, into their best developed manner. So that will bring about the brachas hamotzi. But if you only cook mazonos, wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, so you might say have spaghetti or pasta or something, then that might be mazonos only, because it hasn't been in a baking format. So that's another question. We're concentrating at the moment particularly on what people are calling mazonos bread. If the bagel is made with fruit juice as opposed to water, then although bagels are normally hamotzi, then as a snack you might make a mazonos. Now, as we are today being kaveh asuda with bagels, there isn't really the question. But I remember seeing at Tel Aviv bus station a man with bagels around his neck. He strings through them, and he's calling begala, 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 and people take one, they buy one, and they eat it as a bagel and nothing else. All right, there are other shailas, can you eat in the streets, and so on and so forth. But then the question is, can it be pasav or bekisnin, because they treat it as a snack and not as a meal. So we're now on the third page of our handout. We still have to come to the third definition of pasav or bekisnin, the Yesh Mefarshim, and this is the Aruch Shem of Haigon, Shehu pas bein mutuveles bein she'enu mutuveles, whether flavored or not, she'osim osom ke'evim yiveshim v'kosim osom. Such little water is put into this kind of bread that it becomes more of a crisp bread, like a cracker or a matzah. V'heim hanikroim bishkonish, in his language, see the relationship phonetically to the word biscuit. And then he says, V'alocha k'divrei kulon. All three opinions of pasav or bekisnin are called pasav or bekisnin. Shelo kol eilu advarim all these things, nosnim lahem dinim shomayinu v'pasavo v'kisnim. So, whether it is the first category, which is ordinary flour, water, dough, but mixed with nuts and almonds and fruits and so on, the second category where the dough itself has been mixed with fruit juice or honey or whatever, and the third one is, it might just be flour and water, but it comes out as something very dry, like a cracker or like a biscuit.
This is where the Sfardim get the hell off of it, they don't make waste of
it. Right, the minhag of the Sfardim, and I have in fact come across one well-known Ashkenazi rabbi who came to this view, that when you eat matzah as a snack, you say mazonos.
No, they don't even use it for that mishmah, the whole year round.
The whole year round, yeah. The general psak for the Sfardim is that on Pesach you treat matzah as bread, so you'll make hamotzi over it. But during the year, if you're not kaveh asuda on it, then you'll say mazonos on your matzah, because it comes within this third category of being a very dry food, which you might just eat as a snack. And certainly you get these little, what they call matzah crackers, which people very rarely eat with a meal. Raivita is in this category of Ka'evin Yavation. It's a very dry, crisp bread. It cracks. No, so if you're Kaveh Asuda on it, fine, you'll make Hamotzi. But if you're not, that is the question. Now, there's a lot of confusion on this subject. Some time ago, I walked into a Jewish hot takeaway food shop, which had a sit-down facility. And it was a very kosher establishment with a very reliable hechsher. And there was a man just sitting down to a meal where he had made up a plate from the counter with everything you can imagine, and he had with it a roll, and he asked the lady who was serving at the counter, is this roll mazonos? So she said, yes, the bracha is mazonos. I was rather informally dressed and I just happened to be watching, but I did rudely pipe in and I said to the gentleman, excuse me, I hope you don't mind me saying, but since you are sitting down to it with a meal, the halakha is you're supposed to say hamotzi. So the lady who was at the counter, a middle-aged, rather well-built lady, glared at me as if, how dare I contradict what she was saying. And she looked at me and she said, what yeshiva did you go to? Right, well... So, the problem we have nowadays is that we do have a fast food mentality. Everybody's rushing around. Conventional meals are not so compatible with some people's lifestyle. And so this question of the mazonos bread comes up quite often. So, we've looked at the Shulchan Aruch, is it qualifying for mazonos bracha or not. And we've looked at when the dough is baked to its full potential, or it's got some other kind of status if it's eaten as a snack. So we've spoken the first opinion, the dough is formed into a pocket filled with fruits or nuts. Now an apple or cherry pie would probably come into the first category, where the pie might just be simple flour and water, although they might mix a bit of sugar with it, but that pie is made up primarily because you want to eat the cherries or the apples inside it, and that is a mazonos. Similarly, when we're talking about quantities, since pies and apples you don't generally eat as part of a meal, that's one category. But then there's another category when you mix that pie or pastry with foods you do eat with a meal, like cheese or eggs or salami or a hot dog or something like that. Pardon?
Burekas.
So there, within the context of the sheer, the amount you eat, Reb Moshe Feinstein writes in the Igros Moshe that nowadays people eat less bread than they did in former times at meal because we've become more affluent. So at the meal, you will only eat a smaller amount of bread and lots of other things, whether it's meat or fish or vegetables, whereas in former times they would eat more of the bread and less of everything else. So there he talks about the shiur for benching, that the amount of bread you eat might not be so much in order to be qualifying kidei sevil, the amount of satisfaction you will have. And that relates also to this halacha, because if we look back at the Shulchan Aruch again, on our handout, on the very first page, we've got a Mishnah Berurah at the bottom of the page, Kaf Dalet. So if you look four lines from the bottom, Kaf Dalet, Sha'acherim regilin lekvoa, kosu acharonim, acharonim right, diem achnu nevado, if you eat on its own. So you've got to eat the amount which people normally eat to make a su'uda, levada, on its own. V'im'achlu in bosor, but if you eat it with meat, o devorim acherim, or with other foods, shemlachtim ba'apas, which you mix with bread, like in a sandwich. So this can mean fish, or eggs, or chopped liver, or herring, or cheese, or any of these things. It's enough to eat just that shear which people are generally satisfied with, which people eat with other foods as well. So you're eating less of the bread and more of the filling. But if you eat it on its own, and you're satisfied with him, even if others are not normally satisfied from it, but you ate it with these other foods. And you have to make a bracha of hamotzi and ordinary benching. Yes. Yes.
And you're having lunch, it's a meal. Okay, it's a meal. But you're not having lunch, you're having a little snack for lunch.
Yes.
What is your situation? Not really eating enough or satisfied. You're just having it enough because you're just satisfied.
Right. So we are saying that the general consensus is in Mavatlin Data Exor Kolodon, which means that the average amount for a suda is 3 or 4 kibbutzim. Which means that if you don't eat that amount because you're on a diet, then you're eating a snack, you're not eating a meal. But if we're saying you add to the pastry or to the roll or to the bagel other foods as well, which make up that 3 or 4 kibbutzim, then it is a meal. So you might very easily come into that category. If the dieved, you only have a snack, but you make hamotzi on it, that's not a bracha levatala. Because you're giving it a shein lechem, you're treating it like it's bread, you're treating that as your meal. But the problem is, you're usually conscious of what you're eating when you're dieting. But when you come to a kiddush on Shabbos, and of course there are no sit-down facilities, and there might not easily be facilities to wash your hands, and they put out these actual little sandwiches. They look like sandwiches, these triangular bits of bread with smoked salmon inside or whatever it is. And they will say to you, yeah, it's mazonus. And it may well be that you taste it and it's sweet. What I'm saying today is halacha v'lo lemaaseh, because you've got to ask a shayla on particular instances. I don't want to make trouble for people who are hosting big kiddushim and saying, well, you're demanding that I put out water that they wash for motzi. And then you've got these tiny little, I don't know what they're called, but which look like Swiss rolls, but they're bread. And they put it... Huh? Pinwheels. Yeah, right. So they put inside them smoked salmon or cheese or any kind of thing, and they are really flattened bread. They spread the thing up, and then they roll it up, then they put it in the oven to make it hard. They freeze it. I think they freeze it, and then that makes it easier for them to cut. And those are given as mazonus foods. They don't fill you up. So certainly you might want to treat them as mazonus foods, but you have to be wary of the amount that you're eating.
Have I got something wrong here? If it's made of bread and water, irrespective of the quantity, it will be hamotzi.
Yes. You see, yes, that is correct. If it's bread and water, it's always hamotzi. Even if you're having a small amount.
Flour and
water. Pardon?
I meant flour and water.
Flour and water. The problem is, if we look at the second kind of a pasav of a kisnin, and there was the view of the Shulchan Aruch, and there's the view of the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch was saying that you can feel the taste. You can feel the taste of the fruit juice. But according to the Ramah, it's not enough to feel the taste of the fruit juice. It has to be a substantial ingredient that it's pastry or flour with fruit juice, and not flour with water. And I think that is where the question of worry arises, because we're supposed to go according to the Ramah. And if the ingredients on the packet do say flour, water, fruit juice, it does beg the question as to whether there is any substantial amount of fruit juice.
So if you're at Kiddush, and you might have all the good and cute Kiddush, you might start with pieces of basically ordinarily as mazonis. You might then have a piece of cake ordinarily by itself as mazonis.
Yeah.
Followed by that, you can have that bridge roll there, it's quite nice. Again, by itself, have you had it alone as mazonis? But in totality, you'd end up having to Because it melts all without being washed.
Yes. But what happens is, just like ordinary cake, if you eat four slices of, decent slices of cake, then you've said mazonis at the beginning, but you'll bench at the end. It's a good way of making sure you diet, because you don't want to bench, so you won't have four pieces of cake.
Not regular cake.
Even regular cake, if you have four kebetzin, if you have four kebetzin, then it's a shear of suda.
But it's not possible.
It's from the Chameshus Minei Dogon. It's from one of the five kinds of grain, and you're eating a substantial amount kedei sevil. So, what does the cake contain? It contains cocoa. It contains sugar. It contains eggs. So then, it would come under pasul b'kisim, under that second definition.
Not the definition of kibbutz, or the standard ones, pasul b'kisim.
Well, we'll be going off on a tangent, but for Seder night, you can buy these cards with which you measure your lettuce, so you get an idea of what a kazayis of morah is on Seder night. Oh, if it's shredded, then you will have to use an estimate. Some poskim question whether matzah is sufficiently dry and brittle to be called pasav or bekisnin. Tzitz Eliezer asks this, in Chelek Yudalef, the Chelkos Yaakov asks this, but it's agreed, particularly by the Har Tzvi in Siman Sadi Aleph, he says the matzah crackers are made to be eaten as crackers. So he says they require only a mazonos, despite the fact that they are essentially matzah. And he's talking for the Ashkenazim, who treat matzah as bread and wash for hamotzi. But he says matzah crackers are certainly okay for mazonos. Yeah, well, rice is a different question, yeah. Rice, you will say mazonos and bona fides after it if it's cooked rice. I don't know how rice cakes are made. So, therefore, a cake or mazonos bread baked... A cake or mazonos bread baked with just a minimum amount of fruit juice would attract a hamotzi. And what do you do then if you're on an aeroplane and it's hard for you to get up, or there's turbulence and they say keep seated and fasten your seat belts, and you're given your kedusha meal, and there's even this thing inside it which says habrocha hamazonos, which is very, very misleading, because really there's no such thing as mazonos bread. It's a contradiction in terms. Either it's bread or it's mazonos. If you call it mazonos bread, well, you can't have it both ways.
Unless you have a little bit of it and break it up.
Right. There is a solution offered by Rav Voss, who wrote the Sefer, Laws of Brachos. He says, well, you put your roll to one side, you eat your meal with your Bar Pi Adama or in your Shehakel or whatever it is, and then afterwards, after you've finished your meal, a bit of time later, you will eat your roll as a snack, and then you can say Bar Mi Nei Mazonos. But if you eat it with your meal, then you will have to make hamotzi. And then you're not washing for it. You can lechatchila say, well, I'm going to eat my meal without the roll. And then afterwards, but there are poskim who decry those who try and avoid the idea of washing for hamotzi when you're supposed to. Because chazal on the sakin, you wash your hands and you do a motzi and the four brachas afterwards, kadei sevi'ah, and it's seen as a dodging device to try and get out of it.
In the middle of three meals backwards or one meal forwards, not just by the water, or is it to wash? You meant to exert yourself on
the other. Yeah, you should wash your hands if you can do so, definitely. Now, there are other questions, of course. What about pizza? If the pizza dough is just flour and water, then it's clearly bread. But if they say it's mazonos, then some people will eat a small piece of pizza as a snack. The problem about pizza is that it's mixed with cheese and tomato and maybe olives and anchovies, so you've got then the idea of other foods with it. When you've got other foods with it, we said that when you're eating other foods with your dough, then you're kaver suda. So therefore, the question with pizza is, it's very likely that you're coming into the hamotzi category, even if it's a dough which is made with fruit juice.
What's the situation? It's some people are having salads, right? It's around a, I don't know, a restaurant. Some people are having salads. I mean, that you think is it's not kaveh suda. I mean, effectively, you're all sitting down and eating. Is that considered kaveh suda? And in that case, you have to make myself over pizza, one slice or two slices.
The way the poskim write, they're not saying that you're actually sitting down. It's assumed that you always sit down to eat, because you're not supposed to stand when you're eating. So the question of kaveh suda isn't simply whether you're sitting down, because people sit down for a cup of tea. The question is what is the quantity you're eating, and what are you eating, if anything, with your pus, with your dough? And that will determine whether you're called kaveh suda. And we spoke about the quantities and so on. So, yes?
If you're going to make matzah and you've got your pizza, then, I mean, I suppose you can use this to rub up your in-laws in the wrong way, but you have to use your fingers to eat it, so it must touch the bread that you're making the matzah on. You can't use your knife and fork.
Right, well, you might...
Because if you don't touch the bread, you
it is the practice to touch your bread with 10 fingers when you make hamotzi. But if for any reason it's not practical because it's covered in cheese and so on, it's not ma'akev that you have to touch it with your 10 fingers. You can still eat it with a fork and knife. But if you're worried about that, then take a separate piece of bread from the middle of the table, make hamotzi on that, and then eat your pizza with a fork and knife.
I'll try to rub up the
in-laws. Yeah, if you want to rub up your in-laws, there are far better ways. Well, that just throws a bit of light on a subject which has come up in recent years. I was thinking of dealing with other topics which come up, but there isn't time. There are questions relating to fruit salads, questions relating to desserts. Do you make a brocha? Don't you make a brocha? We'll have to leave those for another time because time is short. But I hope that we've managed, if it's halacha and not lemaisa, we managed to throw some light on a problem which seems to be very prevalent nowadays in the gastronomic world. Thank you.